This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm going to ask you a very simple question. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You ready? Simple question. Are you concerned about the economy? It's a simple yes or no. I know, stock market's going down, blah, blah, blah. Are you concerned about the economy? You concerned about your job? You concerned about paying the bills? I'm not, now, let's put it this way. We all have our concerns about spending money, paying bills, our finances, etc. There's no question. There's an undercurrent of that for everybody. If you're smart, you're managing your money. So I'll put it in some sort of a perspective. Under Obama, I was deadly concerned about the ability to pay my bills. Wondered at times, would I be able to sustain it for the long term, etc., etc. Deadly concerned all the time. I was concerned about the welfare of my friends, the economy as a whole, and how that would impact the things that I'm doing. And keep in mind, this is at a time when Facebook was allowing us to make money. You could use social media. I was technically feasting during this time with all that, and I was concerned. And of course, once Facebook cut back, Obama's policies kicked in, it was like, holy crap, what happened? It was like getting a door slammed in your face everywhere you went, and you didn't have to go anywhere. Facebook, Google, Twitter, Obama, just all of it. GDP going down, manufacturing, good jobs going away. Nobody, no prospects. Rampant unemployment, rampant welfare rolls growing like crazy. Policies that were crippling economies. Every city was crippling itself under the weight of global climate nonsense and a host of other leftist policies that had businesses scurrying out of leftist enclaves and trying to get some safe haven in a Texas or in Arizona, perhaps, or somewhere out of Illinois, out of California, out of New York. But you can only run so far when it's being done at the national level. So I'll ask you again. Are you concerned about your stock market? Are you concerned about your 401k? Are you concerned about your IRA or whatever, your savings, your retirement? Because I would venture to say under Donald Trump, you are a lot less worried than you were under Barack Obama. Baby Black Jesus had you worried, and you better have been worried. Again, Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to here, folks. I know most of you haven't worried, but here's what I will tell you. Reuters had a headline, and here was it said, Wall Street tanks on concerns over a recession. And I chuckled. That's the reason why Wall Street tanked, huh? I guess it didn't have anything to do with the Chinese devaluing their money and manipulating the America's trade with them, huh? I guess it didn't have anything to do with the reaction to that. I guess it didn't have anything to do with the trade negotiations currently going on and a lot of other manipulation by very wealthy people who took advantage of that. Forex traders, people that trade in currency. I guess it had nothing to do with the reaction that, and I talked about this, that companies had by saying, okay, we got to invest more in China for the time being, understanding that it's going to hurt the Chinese economy. If I were going to bet anything short, I would bet the Chinese economy to take a big hit over the next, say, 60 days. That's what I would be betting. Yeah, but Reuters wants you to believe that there's concerns over a recession. You have one of the most robust economies in decades, and you're concerned about a recession. More people working than in the history of this country. Right now, more blacks, more Latinos, more women, more young people, fewer people on welfare than decades ago. Getting off of welfare, 401, Donald Trump says we've created, I don't know how much, but he says in home values alone, we've created trillions of dollars. People are buying and selling homes, making money. I had a friend, his daughter and her husband are getting divorced, unfortunately, and that's the reason why I know the story. Married a year, bought a house a year ago, made $70,000 profit in a year on a house. 24-year-old couple. Yeah, really worried about the economy, aren't we? Donald Trump's helping people print money. Market cap on companies now reaching hundreds of billions of dollars in the Trump economy. Stock market, even though it took a hit, well above Barack Obama, baby black Jesus' stock market. But Reuters wants you to believe a recession looms. If you have steady money in the stock market, you're good. If you're day trading, you're likely feasting. In other words, your investment money is the safest that it's ever been. If you take your money you had under Obama and you compare it to Trump, you would cry if you had to keep Obama's portfolio. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening, cool. I'm only telling you the truth. You don't have to believe it. You can run around and think, okay, Barack Obama's okay. You just don't like him because he's black. You're black and you're jealous. You can say whatever you want to say. I'm telling you the facts. Give me my money during the time of Obama versus now. I'll take now for 2000, Alex. Give me the white Republican president every time, particularly this one. Not because our economy doesn't have long-term problems, folks. We do. At some point, after Trump exposes the Democrats once and for all for being the scumbags they are, he can start fixing all of the problems that he's inherited. Lots of them. You know what he's done? Just to give you some example, the Chinese are no longer going to be able to steal intellectual property. We will enforce our patent rights. We will ban their materials from coming to the United States if they violate our patents. Can you imagine the impact this is going to have not only in America, but around the world? Because it's been their policy to do this theft. When he stops them from becoming currency manipulators and they got to play fair, they got to compete on their own terms. That's what Trump wants. And the money that's going to hit this economy over the next 2 years with this tariff money coming in and the money that we're going to get back because our trading partners are actually recognizing that we're no longer going to be their patsies. Yeah, recession, right? Recession is like racism. Democrats always accuse us of it, but it never seems to really exist except under them. We got a lot to talk about, folks. I'm going to tell you what Chicago's doing to run people out of that city.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats love their thugs. They love Black Lives Matter. They love the KKK. They love Antifa. They love the new Black Panther Party. They love the Aryan Nation. All those groups belong to Democrats. Don't be fooled for one second. Don't let them, oh, those Aryans, they're a bunch of, you know, it's a white man's world, and they try to tie it to Christianity and stuff like that. The people who want to go around believing they're better than somebody else are nothing but leftists. I don't care what, they can hide behind Christianity or whatever. There is no Christianity believes somebody's better than somebody else. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm talking about Antifa thugs. Wait until the public decides to fight back. For the record, for those of you saying, oh, Kevin, Antifa. I held a rally on tax day, April 15th, in Phoenix, actually in Gilbert, Arizona. The police detective called me up. Kevin, Antifa says they're going to come. Just wanted you to be aware. I said, thanks for the heads up, officer, but I ain't afraid. And I said, let Antifa know, through whatever sources you have, that we're not afraid of them. We had about 400 patriots at the rally. And you know who? What happened? Antifa didn't show. Let me tell you why Antifa didn't show. Because Antifa would have gotten their butts kicked. That's what would have happened. So for those of you out there going, oh, Kevin, you're just talking a big game. I held a rally. People know what I look like. I held a rally. Cops warned us. Gilbert Police Department. I'm not going to mention the detective's name, but he says, Kevin, I just want you to have a heads up. I said, man, thanks for the heads up. Gave him a poster, Bleeding Blue, told him we'll get him the movie, invited him to, you know, stay in touch. But I said, we ain't worried about Antifa. And they were a no-show. And I was very vocal on Twitter. Hey, heard Antifa's. You can go Google this April 15, 2019. Go Google it. I was on record saying, hey, Antifa, heard you're going to show up at my rally. We'll be there. We're not canceling. And what did they do? Absolutely nothing. So don't tell me if I held a rally in Portland, Oregon, I'd say the same thing. Yeah, Antifa, bring it. I have some boys there that are ready to fight and know how to fight. I'm not going to be bullied, and you need to not be bullied either. How's this going to play politically for the Democrats? Anarchist terrorists, homegrown by the left, intimidating people. If there's a Democrat Chamber of Commerce, let me tell you something. They can't like what they see with these thugs. A group of leftists attacking a gay men's group. I love it. I love the irony of it. Frankly, I love the optics, the cost of this nonsense to the city of Portland. I hope it breaks Portland's bank. Every time somebody wants to hold a rally, Antifa comes and shows up. Cops got to get overtime. I hope it breaks them down to their rotten core. Listen to them talk. All these, the mayor will come on, oh, this is the betterment of the nation and all this racism and stuff. We have a story where the New York Times, you know what they did? They plotted, they shifted from Trump is guilty and the Mueller report will prove it to Trump is a racist. Now Trump is a racist, right? Because he stands up for America. Trust me, trust and believe, conservatives, people get it. They aren't falling for this ruse. They know exactly what the left is trying to do, and they will not fall for it. Neither are you. You've awakened. Trust me. You've been woke. You understand it. And you know what many of you are finally doing? You're saying enough is enough. You're getting your handgun licenses. You're buying firearms. You're going to the range. Maybe some of you are learning how to take care of yourself with your own body. And I hope you are. I hope you get into some sort of a martial arts. Be ready. Be ready. And don't be intimidated. It's kind of like that dude when he called Cuomo Fredo. And Cuomo's like, I'll end you. And the guy, he takes his glasses off slowly and says, yeah, what are you going to do about it? And then here's Cuomo with all his bodyguards, and they're all keeping him away. You know, they're showing, oh, you don't want no part of Cuomo. And the dude's like, let him go. That's what I would have been doing. I would have been like, let that clown go. I'm not intimidated. Let Fredo go, because you know what Fredo's going to prove? That he's Fredo. That's what he's going to prove. When you stand, I said earlier in the broadcast, Antifa by themselves, a bunch of punks, would never stand up, wouldn't say a word. You know what they stand behind? Mob rule. And don't you dare go against the mob. And Portland, Oregon, you should be ashamed of yourself. If you're from Portland, you should be ashamed of yourself. If you're part of the Portland establishment, you should be ashamed of yourselves. I don't care too much about it. I'm not going to, I mean, all I can tell you is this. The long-term impact of Antifa on the Democrats is not something that they're going to want to live with. Democrats have done massive damage to their party. I don't care. I truly don't have a dog in the fight. If Democrats have an idea and it falls under a D, congratulations. They just don't. If Republicans have an idea, congratulations. I don't have much respect for them either. I have respect for people who are pragmatists, like a Donald Trump. I have respect for them. Solving problems. Not always your way. I don't always have to agree, but I at least know this. You really want to solve the problem. But the Democrats have damaged their brand, but they don't want to see it. They don't want to see it. I'm still seeing polls. Oh, Donald Trump, all the candidates can still beat Trump in a head-to-head matchup. Yeah, really? Yeah, if you believe that, I got some land in the bayou. There's a mountain in the bayou. I'll sell it to you and you can build your house on it. Think the Democrats are happy with their candidates, folks? You think the Democrats are begging Michelle Obama, maybe Oprah Winfrey, or somebody new to run? You think that's not happening? How many people do you think have gone to Michelle Obama and said, you need to run, Michelle. You could beat Donald Trump. You're the only one who could beat Donald Trump. How many black folks, how many ministers, or sorry, I put my finger quotes up, how many desperate white leftists believe, Michelle Obama, you could do it. How many have gone to her? And you know what she tells every one of them? Heck to the no. You want to know why? Because she knows in her heart she can't beat Donald Trump. To this day, folks, the Democrats still wish they had better candidates. Just one. Will anybody step forward and challenge Donald Trump? He needs to be taken down. He needs to be beaten. He needs to be brutalized. Will any of them do it? Short answer, heck no. They got nobody. Michelle Obama can't do it. And I would even tell him, I would make a rule that says, you know what? You could run Barack Obama again and watch what Trump does. He'd destroy him. It would be the first time Barack Obama ever had to actually be the answer for the crap that he did. And he would lose it. Mr. Cool would be exposed for what he is, a fraud, a charlatan. And you Democrats listening to this program, if you voted for him, God love you. I get it. You were deranged. But if you still would vote for him, you're worse than deranged. And most of you aren't. That's why you're listening to me, Kevin Jackson, and the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. They want to destroy Donald Trump. And the way they want to do that, they have to demoralize his base. The reason why you hear things like white privilege, why you hear things like white nationalism, the reason why you hear all this white nonsense is because they are demoralized. And they need to transfer that. They need to try to demoralize you. And it's not going to work. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there isn't anything wrong with asking foreign countries to investigate the Bidens. He says it happened to him.
I was-
was investigated. I was investigated, and they think it could have been by UK. They think it could have been by Australia. They think it could have been by Italy. So when you get down to it, I was investigated by the Obama administration.
The president tells reporters his desire for China to investigate the Bidens is not linked to any trade deal. He also says the White House won't cooperate with the current House impeachment inquiry until a floor vote is taken. White House officials say there's a precedent in past impeachment inquiries for such a vote to be held on the floor of the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is under no obligation to hold a vote for an impeachment inquiry. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talking about incrementalism. Get it out. On the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Incrementalism. The Democrats have been doing it on guns. They've been doing it on border issues. They do it on taxes every year and on and on. And you know what? Every time one of them opens their mouths, you lose. Every time one of the leftists opens their mouths, America loses. 844-551-8255. This came to me. It was from 2005. Just going to read it real quick. It says, the Pine Ridge Reservation serves as a home to the entire Native American population living in conditions equivalent to those found among the poorest third world countries. They're talking about the Sioux Indians of Lakota. They say, left in the wake of a terrible absence of resources, members of the Lakota Sioux tribe are left feeling broken, hopeless, and unimportant. Mostly unknown or forgotten by mainstream society, the average U.S. resident knows little, if anything, about the true history and the current state of the Native American Indians. The below statistics and facts chronicle just one nation, the Lakota Sioux of the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. Population of Pine Ridge Reservation is 18,834. Keep in mind, this is from 2015. At 11,000 square miles, Pine Ridge Reservation is the second largest Native American reservation in the United States. Alcoholism affects 8 out of 10 families, contributing to a death rate that is 300% higher than the U.S. population, non-Indian. 97% of the population lives far below the U.S. federal poverty line, with a median household income range between $2,600 and $3,500 per year. Pine Ridge Reservation has no industry, technology, commercial infrastructure to provide employment for its residents, contributing to 90% unemployment, 70% high school dropout rate. Average life expectancy on the reservation is 47 years for men, 52 for women. Teenage suicide rate, 150% higher than the national average. Infant mortality rate, highest on this continent, 300% higher than the national average. Nearly 50% of the adults of the reservation over the age of 40 have diabetes. Tuberculosis on the reservation, 800% higher than the national average. Cervical cancer, 500% higher than the national average. Estimated average of 17 people living in each family home, a home that may only have 2 to 3 bedrooms. No banks, motels, discount stores, movie theaters. One grocery store of moderate size is tasked with providing for the entire community. Over 33% of homes have no electricity or basic water sewage systems, forcing many to carry often contaminated water from local rivers daily for their personal needs. This sounds like Africa. At least 60% of the homes need to be demolished or replaced due to infestation of potentially fatal black mold, but there's no insurance or government programs to assist family in replacing those homes. This is a cautionary tale for everybody that wants government to run stuff for you, because these are microcosms of what can happen. Now, there are successful Indian stories, the Pequots, who have the big casinos up in the Northeast and many down here, you know, where I live now, in the Arizona area. There are success stories. Unquestionably, there are Indians that are doing well. Okay? Now, what I'm going to tell you is, you can take those success stories, and let me tell you, still go look at those reservations with the success of the Pequots and the Navajos and the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma, and you still get overwhelming alcoholism, overwhelming high school dropout rates, poverty rates still exist, and on high school dropout, college dropout. Some of them have industry, but they don't have nearly the industry that they would have in a society that looks much like what America is. Black folks want 40 acres and a mule. I'm telling you, go look in any of these situations and you can find out how this will work out for you. It's a cautionary tale. And it's the incrementalism of government. Government cannot take care of you. It cannot protect you to the degree that you need it to. It's only to protect you in the macrocosm, not the microcosm. You protect yourself, meaning you protect yourself financially, you protect yourself physically, and in every other way. Government keeps other people from invading. That's what it's supposed to do. But they're not even doing that because of incrementalism. Ocasio-Cortez is at the border. Here's what she tweeted. After I forced myself into a cell with women and began speaking to them, one of them described their treatment at the hands of officers as psychological warfare, waking them at odd hours for no reason, calling them, she uses a different word, but prostitutes, etc. Tell me about what that is due to the lack of funding. Now, this is a woman who is lying. She's lying. She wants you to believe that the people working at helping these women in these detention centers are calling them, you know, prostitutes and mistreating them as if they were enemy combatants or something. She wants you to believe that lie. She's propagating a lie. But let me tell you what Ocasio-Cortez won't do. She will not go visit the family where an illegal immigrant from Mexico and North Carolina murdered 38-year-old Maria Calderon and her two daughters. She's not going to go visit there and find out more about that story. Yeah. Illegal from Mexico. And another thing Ocasio-Cortez isn't going to do is she isn't going to look at all of the crime and all these families that are touched, unfortunately, by the crime of these illegals in this country. She's not going to care a thing about them because the bigger mission for her is to help the people at the border. So what you're saying, it could be a person in her own district who has been hurt or maimed or killed or in some way, you know, had a crime committed against them by an illegal, and Ocasio-Cortez won't go see him because the bigger picture is the psychological warfare that our people are waging on these people coming to our country illegally. I'll leave you to be the judge of that. Somebody tweeted, if you spend more time in your district worrying about your American citizens, maybe your poll numbers would be better. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to try to predict what's going to happen to this girl in her district. But I hope she loses. I hope she loses so vigorously. I hope the people in her district speak out in ways that is so cacophonous that she can't even hear herself think. Because they need better. The citizens of America deserve better than these so-called representatives that claim they have our best interest in mind. They have their feet on our throats. It's unbelievable. Let me give you another example. In London right now, East London, Muslims are considering outlawing Christmas. I want you to think about that for just a second. London, British city. I mean, you can't get more British than London. And it's got a Muslim mayor because, hey, they want to prove how progressive they are to the world. So they've elected a Muslim mayor. And that Muslim mayor, his name is Khan, K-H-A-N, but he might as well spell it C-O-N because he's a con man. He wants to marginalize the Muslims. And so they've taken over London. It's Londonistan is what people call it. I haven't been to London because I had a chance to go, and I said, I don't even want to go. I don't even want to go. Thought I'd take, you know, family over. No. I really didn't want to go to Paris, but had to go for some meetings, and I was thinking, I'll take the train over to London, and then just decided against it. Anyway, it's not London anymore. It's lost its character, culture in a decade, and this came from one of my friends who was there. He told me, he says, Kevin, in a decade, you won't even recognize London. So, here's where we are, and one of my good friends, Katie Hopkins, lives over there, and she's always talking about this stuff, but in East London, they want to outlaw Christmas, and there's not going to be any blowback. You're not going to hear people over there going, oh, you know, it's terrible what they're doing. The left doesn't complain. Do you think anybody in America these leftists are going to go, you know what? Look, I'm all tolerant about Muslims, but when you start outlawing Christmas, they're cheering. They're hoping this happens. You think their Muslim mayor is going to crack down on these people that want to outlaw Christmas? And just for the record, how do you outlaw Christmas? I'm thinking about it out loud here. How do you do that? Because what that means is you have some sort of a law that you're practicing that says, I'm not going to honor your traditions and the things that you want to do. And then what are you going to do? You're going to put Christians in jail in that area of in East London who go Merry Christmas or celebrate Christmas or have Christmas colors? How do you do it? I'm just curious. I don't think there's going to be that level of curiosity from leftists in London or leftists around the world. And they're going to continue to tell us how tolerant we need to be toward Muslims because, see, there's incrementalism involved here. Little by little. It's no big deal. Muslims are good people. Even though statistically, you know when they take over is when they get a certain percentage. Look it up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I watched what happened when the kids from Parkland marched up to, and I met with them, and then they went off to up on the hill. I was vice president. They went off the hill to go into those neighborhoods. All those congressmen were like, no, I'm not here. I'm not here. Don't tell them I'm around.
I predicted a while back that former Vice President Joe Biden, I would call him disgraced Vice President Joe Biden, because that's where this will end up, in the dung heap of history, the Obama administration. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com.
Joe Biden losing it. Some people predicted he's losing it, and I predicted that he would not be the Democrats' nominee to get his butt kicked by President Trump, and I hold those beliefs to be self-evident. I was going to quote the Declaration. That all men are created equal. And anyway, Biden's losing it. He's been losing it for a while. Look, I'm an observer of people, and Biden's brain doesn't work right. And the older you get, the worse it gets. I'll use myself as an example. I was a musician, not a very good one. I played trombone. I was good on trombone. And then I taught myself how to play drums. I taught myself how to play trumpet, but badly. And I took piano lessons and taught myself how to play piano a bit after, as I got older. Anyway, and I can, fool you into thinking I'm a decent musician. But here's what's funny about the way the mind works. First of all, my handwriting changed. And people say this happens over your lifetime. Your handwriting will change. Mine changed. I went from, this beautiful penmanship to sort of this real, like a doctor's signature. You can still see there's beauty in it, but it's a doctor's signature. And what I noticed is I can't slow down my writing to make it legible or whatever. There are times I go back and review my notes and I think to myself, what gibberish is this, dude? Why don't you write notes that you can read? My brain doesn't work the way it did before. My brain sees it and goes, oh, you'll be able to discern it. You can tell what that word is. And then I'll go back 2 days later and I can't tell what the word is. And my handwriting is it's quick. It's like a doctor's. But I can't remember, if you're taking copious notes, I don't remember them. I can't read my writing after a while. And I always tell myself I can. I go, yeah, you can make that out because my brain is in that mode and it can make it out. But it can't. What I'm getting at, folks, is your brain changes. And you have to be aware of this because you have to understand that you are changing. There's a reason why, 90-year-old people probably shouldn't have driver's licenses. You get what I'm saying? And Biden is up there to the point where people need to be looking at this man, not as a presidential candidate, but as a guy that somebody needs to put on watch. Because Joe Biden is nutty. And I'm not an ageist. I love old people. But I also know when things aren't going their way, when life is dealing them, it's finally catching up. The body is going to give out, and it's giving out on Biden. Trump, on the other hand, looks like he's 50. And it affects different people in different ways. But here's what I'll tell you about Trump. Anybody over the age of 70, you have to watch your health, and you have to be diligent about it. I'm not saying Biden isn't being that way, because, it impacts people in different ways, but he's losing it. And people are realizing it. Biden was a moron, by the way, before he got old and feeble. But now, Democrats are finally recognizing him to be the brain-dead moron that I said he was, and he is well past what would be described as his prime. He made punch-drunk Muhammad Ali look spry. Worse, even when Biden is caught lying, he doubles down. The man is the Brian Williams of politics. You can't tell a story without Biden telling a better story and a better lie. Parkland and the kids going up the hill, and Biden remembers things the way he wants to. He romanticizes his role in politics. He romanticizes the Obama administration. He romanticizes the Democrats. He romanticizes his upbringing. He romanticizes everything because his brain is wired to be romantic even where there is no romance. Talk about catfishing yourself. I watched what happened when those kids from Parkland marched up to, and I met with them. And then they went off up to the hill when I was vice president. And everybody else was running. They were running. They didn't want to take the, whatever. They didn't want to take the questions. They didn't want to deal with these kids. Because only Biden was the hero on the hill. He was the only one that could solve their problems. They came to him. Yeah, the same way the Ukrainians did and the Chinese did when they needed to solve their problem to get Hunter millions and millions of dollars on a fake deal. Biden referred to Theresa May, the former British Prime Minister, as Margaret Thatcher. He made a claim about the Democratic Party. We choose truth over facts. Yeah, yeah. They choose their made-up truths over the real facts. He's right about that. But, I mean, just think about that. We choose truth over facts. Did he mean truth over lies? Poor kids are just as bright as those talented white kids. Already talked about that. Racist comment. If Donald Trump makes that comment, it's a week in the news cycle. Biden makes it, and people go, oh, we know what he meant. We know. We understand his intent. He didn't mean it racially. Leave him alone. He's a Democrat. He's our top candidate. Stop it, Kevin Jackson. Because that's how the left roll. Sky wrote this. Biden's repeated mental errors have started to draw intense criticism from many, including President Trump, who tweeted, Joe Biden just said, we believe in facts, not truth. Does anybody really believe he's mentally fit to be president? We are playing in a very big and complicated world. Joe doesn't have a clue. And the president couldn't be more truthful. Joe Biden is the most unready person to be president of any politician, and this is a guy who served as vice president. And the reason why I'm telling you that is he did not watch a competent president do his job, which would, if Joe Biden were vice president under Trump, I tell you, hey, he, at least he got good leadership. He understands what he watched the most incompetent president. And Joe Biden wants to take credit. I'm the one that got Barack to talk about gay marriage. Well, congratulations. You got him to talk about something that nobody gives a crap about. There is no such thing as gay marriage, first of all, Joe Biden. Gay people can't marry. It's a biblical term, not a government term. And if gay people want to have their own bond and matrimony, fine. But it ain't going to be called marriage. But that's his claim to fame. Go look at Biden's record of accomplishment, and tell me that this guy deserves to be a president of the United States. He didn't deserve to be vice president any more than his boss deserved to be president. I know, Democrats, you don't like what I'm saying. You think I'm just butthurt because I'm black and I didn't get to be president. Well, congratulations to you. I don't care, because if I'd wanted to be president, I'd doggone Skippy would be president. That's the difference between me and the average person. I can tell myself, if I wanted to be president, I would have structured my life to be president, and I would have achieved it. I chose not to. It is not a role I wanted to play. And that vexes a lot of people that I can say that with such conviction. And people ask me all the time, Kevin, do you want to run for office? No. You want to know why? Because I'd win. I don't want to serve in office. I'd win. Do I understand what it would mean to win, to get a congressional salary for the rest of my life, to be able to write books and talk of Congressman Jackson's coming in, Senator Jackson, and Congressman. Yeah, it would be a real feather in my cap. Ask me if I give a crap about the accolades and the, oh, there's Congressman Jackson. I don't care. I'm cool being Kevin Jackson. Yeah, it's the kind of cloth I was cut from. Anyway, Joe Biden doesn't have a clue. The president was right. Former top advisor to Obama, David Axelrod, tweeted, but if Biden blunders his way through the race, anxieties will rise among Dems about his ability to go the distance. Really? David Axelrod? Kevin Jackson's been explaining to the Democrats, if you're going to have anxieties later, you should already have them now. Joe Biden is a gaffe machine. He's been a gaffe machine his entire career. And he's on the highest stage he can possibly be on. And he's with somebody who will call out his gaffes. The Democrats, folks, are finally starting to wake up, and they fear the beast they've created. They've got a crossroads to get through right now. I want you to understand the quandary. Do we continue down the path and let Biden be our front runner, knowing what we're going to face, or do we fish and cut bait? The guy tweeted this. He's a prominent Democrat, a best-selling author. He says, if Biden wasn't a one-man gaffe machine, he might have the best chance to defeat Trump. Instead, he's his own worst enemy, and it won't get any better because it never has. I'd vote for him, but Democrats can and must nominate a stronger candidate. Folks, this is a powerful Democrat saying we need a stronger candidate, but here's what he also saying. This is what I love about Democrats. Even though Biden is a brain-dead moron and a gaffe machine, I'll vote for him over an accomplished, proven, successful Republican candidate because I'm so dyed-in-the-wool and stupid.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.